The first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris yielded at least one line that was heard around the world.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
That quote from Trump made him the subject of a meme fest, or rather, a meme feast. Late night hosts had a field night.
Yeah, everyone thought Harris seemed really prepared, while Trump was like, my homework was eaten by a dog. That was eaten by people in Ohio.
I woke up in Kolkata to friends messaging me from America. Have you stopped eating your neighbor's pets yet, or is that only in Ohio? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The mayor of Springfield, Rob Rue, told Forbes, immigration has put a strain on Springfield's infrastructure. But that's not because of immigrants eating their neighbors' pets.
We have to keep telling press, like, hey, your pets are safe in Springfield, Ohio. They absolutely are. It's crazy I have to keep saying that.
But that cat is literally out of the bag. It's entered pop culture globally. For example, the South African band Kiffness has a song called Eating the Cats with Trump's voice in the debate remix.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Love him or hate him, Donald Trump can certainly move the needle when it comes to popular culture. But here's my pet peeve. Food is the way we often break down barriers with people. Think of the office potluck. Someone brings the adobo, someone the green bean casserole, someone tandoori chicken. Even the New York Times spelling bee accepts naan and raita as valid words. But food is also the way we can other the other. After Kamala Harris posted on X about her Indian roots, Trump supporter Laura Loomer said, if she becomes president, the White House will smell of curry. J.D. Vance, Trump's running mate, who happens to be married to an Indian American, told NBC News,
I make a mean chicken curry.
But he understood why people were upset with Loomer.
Do I agree with what Laura Loomer said about Kamala Harris? No, I don't. I also don't think that this is actually an issue of national import.
Maybe not. Loomer said it was just a joke. But it's not funny in a world where landlords sometimes refuse to rent to people because they're worried the house will smell of curry. Food is the first thing immigrants show off about their culture, but food is also the first thing they censor and hide. Decades ago, my parents lived in London when Indian food was not as ubiquitous. On days when the Polish landlady was out and couldn't complain about the smell, my mother would cook dishes that reminded her of home, like greens with fish heads. Too embarrassed to admit she ate fish head and bones, she would pretend to her English fishmonger that she had a cat. I sometimes imagine my mother coming home, past English flowers like primrose and snowdrops, clutching her packet of smelly lies wrapped in newsprint. Loomer's comments made news in India, with many outlets dubbing it a racist cringe post. But in India, there are plenty of Loomers who won't rent to people whose food they think smells weird. For example, recipes from Northeast India often include fermented foods like fermented yams, bamboo shoots, or soya called akuni, foods that most of the rest of India are unused to. The Indian film Akuni is a comedy about a bunch of friends from Northeast India trying to cook Akuni for a wedding in New Delhi.
Do you know any place where we can cook the Akuni?
That leads to all kinds of chaos.
Even if it kills us, I think we should make this Akuni today.
The film is a comedy, but it is based on the very real experiences of Northeasterners and their suspicious landlords in Delhi. Of course, eating the pets is another step down the food chain. These immigrants don't just eat weird-smelling food. They're not just taking our jobs. Now they're stealing our pets and eating them. Yet even this is not a new low. In the 2000s, the Sun newspaper in the UK claimed that refugees were stealing the swans in the Queen's parks and barbecuing them. It even published a photograph of immigrants with the caption, "Immigrants like these are blamed for eating the birds." Later it was discovered that it was the swan bake story that was cooked up, not the swans.
People of Springfield, please don't eat my cat. Why would you do that? Eat something else. People of Springfield, please don't eat my dog. Here's a catalog of other things to eat.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, whoa.